Now, the funeral of the siblings who drowned tragically in Ballybunion last Thursday are taking place this morning. 50-year-old Desi Byrne and his sister, 62-year-old Muriel Erickson, originally from Athlone, died after they both drowned in Ballybunion last Thursday evening. We're heading to Roscommon now, where we're joined in line by Richard Canny of the Roscommon Herald. Richard, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. What's a very sad day for the area?
Good morning, Gerry. Yes, certainly is. I'm sure, like in Kerry, the sun is shining brightly today, but there's a huge amount of sadness here in Roscommon as the families of Desi Byrne and his sister Muriel Erickson are preparing for their funeral mass at 12 noon today. So, look, Gerry, it's very hard to comprehend what happened last week, and people who knew Desi and Muriel very, very well are finding it very, very hard to make sense of it all. You know, I suppose a little bit of context. Muriel used to come home quite regularly from, she lived in Sweden with her husband and son for many, many years in Malmo. When she used to come home, first of all, she used to like to come back to her family, mix with her friends and relatives in the local community, but they had a love of Ballybunion as well. And they, both of them loved the water. Desi was an avid swimmer. And we discovered that Muriel was also, she loved the water. Indeed, one of the condolences that was expressed online was from a group of 10 swimmers in Malmo. And they said that, you know, they were so sad that they were no longer going to get to see, as they said themselves, our positive and happy Muriel and start the day together with a lovely morning dip in the sea. So both of them loved the water. And Ballybunion was a very special place in their hearts, just from talking to local people. And unfortunately, that, you know, the tragedy last week has taken their lives and has left so many people here in Roscommon and beyond absolutely heartbroken.
Yeah. Desi, originally obviously both from Athlone, but Desi is in Lecaro for many years.
That's correct, Gerry, yeah. Desi and Muriel, as you said, came from a place called Baylaw, which is, I suppose, sitting on the South Roscommon Athlone border. It's, you know, stone's throw from Athlone town. And then Desi, I'd say about 20 years ago, moved to Lecaro and with his partner Paulette and their children. And Muriel has been in Sweden for a long time. She's worked there for a long time. And they, both of them, are, you know, so well liked. You could see it, you know, after the tragedy, the absolute huge outpouring of tributes to both people. Desi was a very successful businessman. He was a carpenter. His core business was fitting carpets, not just in Roscommon and Athlone, but, you know, throughout the West and the Midlands region. And you could see that on the condolences that were expressed online. The amount of people that knew Desi, it was just incredible. And obviously, outside of his work, he had a major passion for cycling. He was a member of the local Lecaro Lasers cycling club. And he was very heavily involved as well in a lot of charity cycles, raising money for various charities. And there's a lot of poignant, you know, stories that I've heard. And probably one of the most poignant that I've heard is that Desi has two sons, Dean and Josh, and Josh has special needs, and Josh was on the beach when he saw the tragedy unfold, and apparently, just from speaking to local people, Josh and Desi were inseparable. They went everywhere. They loved each other. They were like friends, and that is just so sad. To try and figure out, the tragedy has happened, and, you know, poor Josh is left heartbroken. He's in deep shock at the moment, as you can imagine.
Yeah, incredibly difficult. I know there's a wider family there that will provide a lot of support, and the people of Ballybunion obviously feeling this deeply as well. There's a gathering planned this Thursday at 6 p.m. and candles will be lit in memory of Muriel and Desi. So I'm sure their family will appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, indeed, I was speaking to one of your local councillors in Ballybunion yesterday, Robert Beasley, and just trying to get a sense of, you know, how people were feeling you know, down in Ballybunion. And it's wonderful to hear that you know, there is that tribute going to be taking place. And indeed, I wasn't aware. I was talking to your producer earlier, and I didn't realise that the 30th anniversary of the last tragedy to occur, the previous tragedy to occur there, which was 30 years ago, is taking place next Monday. So, you know, that just adds another level of poignancy to the whole thing. And, you know, Father Ray Milton, who is the local parish priest here in Le Carroll, you know, was talking about the tragedy now is gradually sinking in, the enormity of what has happened, how it's left families heartbroken. But he also said as well, you know, there's a great community in Le Carroll, and they are going to rally around very, very strongly around the families of both Desi and Muriel, because as you can imagine, it's going to be a very, very difficult time for both sets of families.
Yeah, it certainly will. Removal taking place this morning in St. John's Church in Le Carroll, arriving for 12 noon at Requiem Mass. I'd imagine there'll be a lot of people at it, Richard.
Yes, expecting a huge crowd. I understand large crowds gathered in Le Carroll yesterday. The proposal took place of both Desi and Muriel at their home, at Desi's home in Le Carroll. As you said yourself, the funeral will take place at 12 o'clock. The funeral mass will take place at 12 o'clock today. Desi will be laid to rest in the local cemetery. And tomorrow, Muriel remains will be taken to the Lakelands Crematorium and Cavern, where cremation will take place. So, I mean, what we're trying to comprehend here is two very well-known popular figures with their, you know, families and their children, who a week ago were enjoying a holiday down in Ballybunion, and now we have this sense of grief that has completely taken over, not just the community in Le Carroll, but obviously in Baylaw, in South Roscommon, where they hail from.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to understand, that's for sure, why these things happen. Richard, listen, thanks so much for talking to us about that on the programme this morning and giving us your perspective on it.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
That's Richard Canny there of the Roscommon Herald on the funerals at noon of Desi Byrne and Muriel Erickson. That vigil in Ballybunion for Muriel Richard taking place tomorrow in Ballybunion. Wanted to mention that's at 6 p.m. On the beach in Ballybunion. Candles will be lit in memory of Muriel and Desi. And from one tragedy to another, the passing of the 37-year-old Italian motorcyclist at Strand's End on the N70 Ring of Kerry Road outside Carrick Savine. That road has now reopened in the last number of minutes. So the Gardaí have reopened that road.